ends this year should be a special schus for Aminor Mimratz Sheyichli Nishmas Maris Esther Basim Shmuel Schus for Svi Ben Yitam Moshe Ben Malkab Shoshala Yisrael. We're going to be learning about Paraduma Mishal Tzibur. It says in the Torah, Zos Chukas HaTorah Sher Tziva Hashem Lemor Dabro Ben Yisrael V'yikoy Lecha Paraduma. We're going to be basing this analysis on the beautiful, unbelievable Sefer Mishnas Chaim from one of the great Mechabrim of our door, Rav Chaim Meir Yechiel Halevi Steinberg. So Rav Bnei Brak, Mechaber Svarim, Harbe Meod. So in the Sifri here, on the Pasuk Vayikhu, in the word Vayikhu, it says Mitrumas Halishka. You take from the Trumas Halishka, from the temple funds. Perish Hamalbim, Al Pimashem Rabbi Yuma, Gimel Amid Beis. Whenever it says Vayikhu Elecha, it's Mishal Tzibur. And what does it mean, Mishal Tzibur? What's the public funds? The Trumas Halishka and the Beis Hamikdash. The funds that were given to the Beis Hamikdash. So from there, you buy the Paraduma. V'chein b'miyuchas liyaras and ben Uziel. V'yispun lach me afrishun lishkisa. V'hainu mitrumas halishka, like the Mefarish says there. Good. So we have the Sifri. We have the miyuchas liyaras and ben Uziel. We have the Gemara in Yuma, that it's taken from the trumas halishka. Tshkalim. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, Paraduma, Sarah Mishtalech, Velashin Shel Zahar is by Mitrumas Halishka. So you have that the Parad in the Mishnah Shkalim, that the Paraduma and the Sarah Mishtalech and that Velashin Shel Zahar is that becomes white when the sire is thrown over the cliff and our sins are forgiven. So those come from the public funds from the Trumas Halishka. The Rash there on Shkalim explains, Bepara Perak Aleph, Sof Mishnah Gimel Apias Sifra Niskar, Acharash Vabartanura Kasfu de Paraduma, Avsha Ena Kreva Bazara, Bai Mitrumas Halishka, de Khatas Karya Rachmana. So the Rash references the Sifri that we quoted. And it says in the Sifri, Vayikhu means Ritshumas Halishka. However, the Rosh is Rav Shimshon Mishan, one of the Balei Atosis. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Usher, and the Bartanura, Vadim Bartanura, write that Para Aduma, even though it's not Kareva Ba'azara, even though it is not sacrificed, Nazar, it's sacrificed outside the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, Ba Mitrumas Halishka, why? Because chatas kairachman is called a chatas, it's called a carbon. So it comes from Shumas Halishka, even though it's not brought in the Azara, but it's still called a chatas. The question is, why do these mefarshim not explain like the Sifri? You have a medrash chazal that the Sifri learns from Vayikhu Elecha, from the Shumas Halishka. So why do they learn differently that? Because it's called a chatas. And Tosfos in Bava Kamma in Zayin Amud Beis, Divrei Matzchil Omer, Tosfos asks that there it says that Paraduma is Kachei Bedek HaBayis. V'harei B'Mishnah, we see that it's Ba Mitrumas Halishka, the Mishnah that we quoted, says Ba Mitrumas Halishka, V'lo Mehekdesh Bedek HaBayis. According to the Gemara, Paraduma is Kachei Bedek HaBayis. It's not considered a carbon. It's considered part of the temple upkeep. In the Mishnah, it says that it comes from Trumas Halishka, where it's where you buy the karbanos from, not Hekdesh Bedek HaBayis. So Tosfos answers, L'fishat Tzrichim L'Kohanim Ovdim, karbanos, Chashiv Tzarech Karban. Leiv based in Masna Alehem. Afilu below Leiv based in Masna Alelishka, Yachalio Shabami Menu Men HaTorah, Hoel Vitzarech Karbanasu. So he says, since you need Kohanim to work do the Avoda of the Para, so it's considered Tzarech HaKarban, and Leiv based in Masna Alehem. And the heart of Beis Din makes it Tanai, that the money that comes in to the Trumas HaLishka should also go on the Parah Aduma. And even without Lev Beis Din Masni, even without this condition of the Lev Beis Din, it could be that it comes from the Trumas HaLishka Min HaTorah, since it's Tzarech Karbanos. And that it says, V'hoda Amar, Dekot Shebedek HaBayisi, Lo Shetehe Kenuya Mikot Shebedek HaBayis, Eladina Kikot Shebedek HaBayis, Tekedushas Damim, V'lo Kedushas Saguf, Kikot Shem Izbeach. That it says that it comes from Kot Shebedek HaBayis, not that it's bought from the funds of Kot Shebedek HaBayis, but rather it has a din of Kot Shebedek HaBayis, because it's Kedushas Damim. It's Kedushas Damim and not Kedushas Haguf. Kikot Shem Izbeach. But on Kulpanim, there's a tzad in Tosfos that the Paraba comes from the Trumas HaLishka Min HaTorah. Because the Tosfos says, maybe it's even Min HaTorah. V'afilu belov based in Lev Meizim Masna Alalishka Yochel Liyo Sheba Mimenu Min HaTorah. However, it's Tzarech Karbanos, since it's for the needs of Karbanos. So you're right, it has the sanctity of Kot Shebedek HaBayis, it's Kedushas Damim, not Kedushas Haguf, but it's brought from the Trumas HaLishka. So you see that Tosfos has it sad that it comes from Trumas HaLishka, and it's Min HaTorah coming from Trumas HaLishka. The only problem is that we have a drasha from the Sifri. From the Sifri, Darshan's V'yikru Eilecha from the Trumas HaLishka. So what's Bechlal the Shaila? It's mashma from the Sifri that it's Din Torah. Tosfos has it sad like that, but the Sifri is much more authoritative than Tosfos. So it appears follows, and says Harav Steinberg Shlita, that Maseches Moed Katan and Daf Chavches Amar Aleph Amar Vami Lama Nismacha Mises Miriam LeParshas Parah Aduma. Why is the Misa of Miriam juxtaposed to the Parish of Parah Aduma? Lomar Lecha Ma Parah Mechaperes Af Misas Nishal Tzadikim Mechaperes. That Mises Miriam is Nismacha LeParshas Parah Aduma to tell you that just like the Parah atones, so to the Misa of Tzadikim atones. Tosfos writes, Shemechaperes al Maisa ha'Egel, that the Para was Mechaper on the Egel. So Misa Tzadikim is Mechaper, and the Para is Mechaper. Rashash writes, that Tosfos say this, because it's Mashman Yuma 2a, She'ena Para Duma Mechaperes. Because it says in the Gemara, Lasos the Hapara, Lachapir is a Yom Kippur. So the Gemara darshan is the Kapara on Yom Kippur, not on the Para. So it's Mashma and Yuma that the Para is not Machapir. So in general, the Parah doesn't give Kapara, because the Mashmaos of the Gemara is that it doesn't give Kapara. All it does is, it's Mechaper just on Maisa Egel, as the Medrash says. But it doesn't have it to give a general Kapara, just on the Maisa Egel. And that's how Tosfos explains the Gemara, that Parah is Mechaper, because it can't go against the Gemara in Yuma 2a, that Paradum is not Mechaper. So Tosfos says it's Mechaper on Maisa HaEgel. But then it's Siv here in the Harchiv Davar writes that only the first parah that was done by Moshe was Mechaper on the Maisa HaEgel. The other parahs don't come for Kapara, they just come for Tahara. And this would work very nicely with the Gemara in Yuma. Because Because the Gemara in Yuma seems to imply that Paradum is not Mechaper at all. So, according to the Netziv, it isn't. The first Para was Mechaper for the Egel, and from then on it's not Mechaper at all, like the Gemara in Yuma. Parenthetically, the Rambam in Ilchos Paraduma, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, writes that if it was shechted for the sake of chulin, then it's not mechaper. You redeem it and it's not mechaper. Because if Mishnah says, what does kapara have to do with the Paraduma? And he writes, the Rambam is referring to the Gemara in Moed Kadin that the Paraduma is mechaper. So it's mashma rak that not only is the first par mechaper, it's mashma, the other paras are also mechaper. Rambam says that if we shech l'shem chul, it's not mechaper, mashma in general, it is mechaper. Now, if we say, like the Netziv, that only the first par was mechaper, we could be miyashiv the Tosis and Baba Kama. That was mistapik if the par aduma comes from the Trumas Halishkim and Atara and doesn't prove from the Sifri. And we could be miyashiv the Rosh and the Bartanur who writes that the par aduma is from the Trumas Halishka, since it's called a Chatas, and they don't bring from the Sifri that it's from the Trumas Halishka because we have the Pasuk of V'yikhu. We can explain that not that it says V'yikhu Eilecha, that we require that it should, the parah should be brought from the Trumas Halishka. That we say that v'yikhu eilecha, that we require that the parah be brought from the Trumas Halishka, since the parah is mechaper kekarbon, therefore the din is that you bring it from the hekdesh of karbanos lekapara, Trumas Halishka. So that's what the v'yikhu eilecha is coming to teach you, that you have to bring the parah from the Trumas Halishka because it's mechaper like a karbon, and therefore you bring it from the hekdesh of karbanos lekapara, from the Trumas Halishka. And since the Netziv says that only the first para was mechaper, so maybe the Vayikhu Eilecha is referring only to the first para, Aduma that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It's coming lechaper, it's coming to atone. And therefore the din is to bring it from the Trumas Halishka, which is Hekdesh leKarbanos HaMechaperim. But the para Aduma leDoros, She'ein ba kapara klal, Yitochein, that about that we don't say Vayikhu Eilecha, and you don't have to bring it from the Trumas Halishka. And therefore Tosis only has its sad. Maybe it's from the Trumas Halishka, but maybe not, because the Vayikhu is only talking about the first one according to the Netziv. But from then on you don't take from the Trumas Halishka Minatora. Then we don't say Vayikhu. Vayikhu is only on the first time. However, even if this pasuk of Vayikhu Eilecha is not referring to the Paraduma, and from this pasuk, you don't learn that Vayikhu Eilecha, of course, Vayikhu Eilecha, the pasuk says, but that we're not learning that this paraduma be taken from the Trumas Halishka. Nevertheless, the Rosh and the Bartanur write that the Doros, you have to bring it from the Trumas Halishka. Why? Because it's called a Chatas, they bring a different reason. The Doros, not because of a Yikhu Eilecha, which might be referring only to the first one, but Ha'ol v'hinei grace chata, since it's called a chata, so it's brought from the Trumas Halishka. Tosvis also holds that the drash of the Sifri Lahavia Paraduma Trumas Halishka is only referring to the first Paraduma, not Paraduma Ladaros. And therefore Tosvis had their suffix. What about the other paras? Do you bring them from Trumas Halishka Meikar Adin or not? Is it mitzad lev based in masna lehem? Is it min haTorah? So we can ask the following kasha on Tosis and Bava Kama, that had a suffix if the paraduma comes from the lishka, trimas halishka mi'ikar hadin, since it's tzarech hakarban. If that's true, then why do you need the vayikho elecha about Moshe Rabbeinu's paraduma, that has to be brought from the trimas halishka like the sifri? Typically that it's tzarech hakarban, and therefore you bring it from the trimas halishka like karbanos for tzarech karbanos. So once you have Tosis has a tzad, that maybe all of the paradumas have to be brought from the Trumas HaLishkas, then why do we need the Vayikho Elecha for the first paraduma? So it appears follows that the Rash in Para, Perak Aleph, Sof Mishnah Gimel writes, Shah Para Ikra Mitrumas Halishka, Kedisnan Bishkalim, O Kedarshinan Bisifri. That the Para comes from the Trumas Halishka, as we learn in the Mishnah and Shkalim, and as we darshin in the Sifri. Umiyu Yachal Adam Lisnade Vlimsur Letzibur. However, a person has the option of donating it and giving it over to the tzibur. Ayin sham in the Rash Para Perak Aleph Sof Mishnah Gimel. Meaning that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perak Ches Sof Halacha Zayin, Kol Karbanos HaTzibur Shesnadev Osan Yachid Mishalo Ksherim Ubilvad Sheyimsurim LeTzibur. Ayin sham. All Karbanos Tzibur that a yachid gives over of his are kosher, as long as he gives it over to the tzibur. And that's what the Rav Shimshon writes, that the para duma can comes mishel tzibur, and a yachid can't bring it, but if he's moser lit tzibur, then it has a din of kol korbanos tzibur. So it would appear that this is all the Rash Lashitaso, that the din of the para duma ba mishel tzibur means trumas halishka, we learn from Vayikhu Elecha, as we saw at the beginning of the shir, that the Rash learns, like the Sifri brings the Sifri, that it's learned from Vayikhu Elecha. And this is only referring, and this Vayikhu Elecha is referring not only to the first para, but even the later paras. And we learn that Paraduma has to be Dafka Mishel Tzibur Velo Mishel Yachid, unless he gives it over to the Tzibur to Chol Korbanos HaTzibur Avol Ma Shekasvu HaTosfos. So that's all the Rash. So he says, listen, you learn from Vayikhu Elecha, that teaches you Trumas HaLishka, that teaches you Lidoros, and you could be Moser at Litzibur. But that the Tosis writes that maybe the para comes from the Trumas HaLishka because it's Tzarchei Karbanas. It's not a chiyuv to bring it dafka from the Trumas HaLishka. Rather, it's a heter to bring it from the Trumas HaLishka, even though it's not a karban, since it's Tzarchei Karbanas. As Tosis writes, Shabbam imenu matar hov it's tzorech karbanosi. This is the tzorech hakarbanos. How are you going to bring karbanos if people are tamei meis? So Tosis says it's tzorech hakarbanos, and therefore Tosis has it sad that there's a heder to bring it from the Trumas HaLishka. But we can say that if a yachid was misnadev lahavi paraduma mishelo, maybe we accept it from him even without it coming from the Belisha Yimsur Let Tzibur. Maybe he doesn't have to hand it over to the Tzibur. And therefore it says, Vayikhu Elecha, to bring the they have to bring it from the Trumas HaLishkan, like the Drush is through the first Paraduma, was Dafka Mishel Tzibur Velo Mishel Yachid. But the other Paros, where it doesn't say Vayikhu Elecha, And that they're taken from the Trumas HaLishka is because the Paras Tzarech HaKorbanos, that you can bring even Mishel Yachid B'li Masira Letzibur. So you have the option later of bringing it Mishel Yachid if he's Moser Letzibur, but you don't have to. So that's why, according to Tosis, you need both drushes. The Vehikol Elecha, that the first one has to come from the Trumas HaLishka, and Leiter, it doesn't have to. There's only a Heter that it can come from the Trumas HaLishka. But we still have to understand, according to the Rosh and the Bartanu who write, that the Para Aduma comes from the Trumas HaLishka, since it's called a Chatas. Im Kain, if that's true, the Mai Hutzrich HaSifri, the Midrash, the HaPara Aduma HaRishona, Ba Mi Trumas HaLishka, Ho V'Nemar V'Yikhu Eilecha. According to the Rosh and the Bartanura, that the Para Aduma comes from the Trumas HaLishka, since it's called a Chatas, why does the Sifri have to darshan that the Para Aduma Rishona comes from the Trumas HaLishka, since it says Vayikhu Eilecha? Why didn't the Sifri say like the Rosh and the Bartanura, since the Para Aduma is called a Chatas, therefore you bring it from the Trumas HaLishka like a Chatas HaTzibur? It's a similar kasha to the one we asked before on Tosis, now we're asking on the Rosh and the Bartanura. They say it's a Chatas. That's why you bring it from the Trumas HaLishka. No, but say from Vayikho Elecha, what's wrong with the Sifri? And why didn't Tosis mention the Svara of Bartanura and the Rush? Instead of saying it's Tzarech HaKorban or Lev based in Masne, say because it's called a Chatas. So it would appear that we could say as follows. That Tosis and Chulin, the Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Bar Maschil Chatos, write that why don't we say that Para Aduma makes Tumura, since it's called a Chatos? Even though it's Kachay Bereka Bayis, it should still make Tumura because it's called a Chatos. Or Sameach and Uchus Para Perak Aleph Aluch Zayin is Miyashiv the Kasha. Does every Chatas make Tumura? No. Chatas Tzibur doesn't make Tumura. Right? Karbanos Tzibur don't make Tumura. Chatas Tzibur doesn't make Tumura. So it's called the Chatas in the sense that if all Chatos have this quality, then the Paradum will also have this quality. But just because one Chatas has this quality doesn't mean that the Paradum is going to have the quality. So since not all chatos make tmura, so the paraduma doesn't make tmura. According to this, we have to understand the Rosh and the Bartanura who write that the paraduma you bring from the Trumas HaLishka, since it's called a chatos. Do you bring every chatos from the Trumas HaLishka? No. Chatos tzibu, only chatos tzibu you bring from the Trumas HaLishka. And even the Parahelim Dover Shel Tzibur, we paskin, She'ein mevi'in oso mitrumas halishka, afilu shehu shel tzibur. Kamo shekasev haramba behilchos shkalim perek dalet halacha beis. So you see that there's only one chatas, a chatas tzibur that you bring from the trumas halishka. Other chatas you don't bring from the trumas halishka. So just because it's called a chatas, just because the par is called a chatas, why should it come from the trumas halishka? We just saw the Yisod of the Yor Sameach. If just because one Chatas has this quality, it doesn't mean that the Paraduma has it. See, okay, you find the Chatas that's brought from the Trumas HaLishka, but there are other Chatas that aren't brought from the Trumas HaLishka. So why should the Paraduma brought from the Trumas HaLishka? So we can say that that's the Svar of Tosin Bava Kama, that they didn't write that the Paraduma comes from the Trumas HaLishka because it's called a Chatas. Like the Rosh and the Bartanura, right? Because the Tosis holds, like the Yor Sameach, that only if all the Chatos, the Din was like this, that it comes from the Trumas HaLishka, we can say, since the Paradum is called a Chatas, therefore you also bring that from the Trumas HaLishka. But since not all Chatas come from the Trumas HaLishka, therefore you can't say that the Paradum is called a Chatas, therefore it's brought from the Trumas HaLishka. So that's why Tosfos didn't accept the Svara of the Rosh and the Bartanura. So what then is the Pshat in the Rosh and the Bartanura? That the Paradum comes from the Trumas HaLishka since it's called a Chatas, even though not every Chatas is brought from the Trumas HaLishka. That Ein Kavanasim, they don't mean that since the par is called a Chatas, therefore you have to bring it from the Trumas HaLishka, like all Korbanos Tzibur, they bring it from the Trumas HaLishka. it's not effective if a yachid is makdish the karbanos tzibur mishalo. That's not what they mean. What they mean is that since the parah is called a chatos, it has a teres karban, and it's not only kachay berek habayis, and therefore it's like a karban that it's mutter to bring it from the trumas halishka. Like Tosis writes that the parah aduma is tzorech hakarbanos, and therefore it's mutter to bring it from the trumas halishka. But this is the yisel that we saw before. It's not an obligation to bring it from the trumas halishka. It's a heter. It's a tosis. The yisel said in tosis. We're saying the same thing now in the Barat Anura and the Rosh and the Barat Anura, that it's not a chova to bring it from the trumas halishka. It's a heter to bring it from the trumas halishka, and therefore, it's shaykh to bring it gam mishel yachid, even without it being moser letzibur. Not like other korbanos tzibur that can only come mishel tzibur. It's not an obligation. You may bring it from the Trumas Halishka, but you can also bring it to Mishel Yachid. So that's all from the drasha of it being called a chatas, right? That it's since the paraduma is called a chatas, therefore you bring it from the Trumas Halishka. But if you learn that it comes Mishel Tzibur from the pasuk of Vayikhu Elecha, like the Sifri says, so we can say that that's bedafka, that they have to bring it mishal tzibur lo mishal yachid. It has to come from the trumas halishka, unless they're moser at the tzibur, like the Rash writes, like Reb Shimshon writes, that you have to either be moser at the tzibur, it has to come from the trumas halishka. So again, the Barat Anura is just telling us, and the Rosh Barat Anura is telling us, that if you learn from it being called a chatos, that means that there's a heter to bring it from the trumas halishka, but not an obligation. But if you learn from Vayikhu Elecha, that means it's an obligation to bring it from the Trumas Halishka, or at least from a Yachid who's Moser Litzibur. And that's why the Sifri doesn't like the Chatas Drasha. The Sifri doesn't take from Chatas, because Chatas is just a Heter. It's called a Chatas, you have a Heter to take from the Trumas Halishka. But the Sifri wants to tell us that it's an obligation. And like we said earlier, this Vayikhu, as we saw from the Netziv, might only be referring to the first Paraduma. Therefore, the first Paraduma is an absolute obligation to bring it from the it's an absolute obligation to bring from the Trumas Halishka. That's the first one. But the rest of the paradumas have to be you learn from chatos, and therefore it's only a heter to bring it from the trumas halishka, but not an absolute obligation. So that answers why the Sifri used v'yikhu elecha and the Rosh and the Barat Anura from it's called chatos, because it's talking about two different halachas and two different paradumas. The first paraduma is only a vayikhu elecha, it's an absolute obligation. And the Rosh and the Barat Anura are bringing from that it's called a chatas. I mean, it's a pelag gadol, they didn't mention it at all. This whole lamdas is gevaldik, but they don't mention it at all. It's mashma, they don't paskin it. In any event, and we also explain Tosfos, why Tosfos doesn't write from that it's called a chatas. Tosfos just said, hold that it's tzarech hakarbon. And the explanation is Tzarech HaKarbon or Lev based in Masne, because they hold that just because it's called a Chatos doesn't mean it comes from the Trumas Halishka, because not all Chatos come from the Trumas Halishka. And according to the Or Sameach, only if all of them, all the Chatos is, for example, the Paraduma, only if all of the Chatos is make Tumura, then the Paraduma is going to make Tumura. But since you see that not all Chatos is make Tumura, Paraduma is make Tumura. Since not all chatuses come from the Trumas Halishka, so the paradum is also not come from the Trumas Halishka, therefore the Tosis didn't accept the Mahalach of the Rosh and the Barat Anura. To learn that it comes from Trumas Halishka from the fact that it's called a chatus. So Baruch Hashem, we saw Dvarim Niflaim Me'od. It was very, very geshmak. I don't know about you, but I think it was awesome. I hope you agree. And B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue in the next shiurim, I hope. And that's been our isuk recently, and I hope Hashem gives us koach for a lot more to understand the paraduma. B'simcho b'tuv lev of Merov Kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved. Thank you for listening.